COVID-19 cases in New Japan. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Ziggy Heim right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Two New Japan wrestlers have tested positive for COVID-19. The company confirmed that news late Tuesday night. It says the individuals are, quote, mildly ill, end quote. Their names are not being released. New Japan says other wrestlers and staff who were in contact with those individuals are being monitored and tested. The COVID-19 concerns came to light just before the second Wrestling Dontaku show on Tuesday. That's when New Japan announced that two wrestlers had developed fevers. New Japan canceled El Desperado's scheduled junior heavyweight title defense against Yo. It also pulled a tag match where Kazuchika Okada and Sho were set to face Minoru Suzuki and Yoshinobu Kanemaru. Again, the specific wrestlers who tested positive for COVID are not being named. We should also point out that the Wrestle Grand Slam show at Yokohama Stadium is just 10 days away. Turning our attention back to the wrestling ring, Will Ospreay successfully defended his IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, pinning Shingo Takagi in a nearly 45-minute main event on Tuesday.
AEW.
Well, this is the one AEW fans have been waiting a long time for. More than a year after it was first announced, Blood and Guts will finally happen tonight on Dynamite. The Inner Circle and the Pinnacle will do battle under traditional War Games rules. Also tonight, there's a four-way tag team match for a shot at the Young Bucks tag titles, SCU versus Jurassic Express versus the Varsity Blondes versus the Acclaimed. Kenny Omega and MT Nakazawa go up against Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston, Cody Rhodes versus QT Marshall, plus Dr. Britt Baker in action, and Miro will appear. On last night's Dark Orders, Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and Alex Reynolds beat the team of JD Drake, Cesar Bononi, and Ryan Nemeth.
WWE.
Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell are the new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. They dethroned Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon in a street fight last night. The show opened with Isaiah Swerve Scott beating Leon Ruff in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Swerve had some backup, a new faction that includes Ashanti Adonis, Brianna Brandy, and AJ Francis, who's been seen on WWE's Hidden Treasures show on A&E. Francis took out Ruff at the end of the match. The former Anthony Henry made his NXT debut last night under his new name, Asher Hale. He lost to Cameron Grimes. Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher beat the Grizzled Young Veterans. Thatcher submitted Zach Gibson after Thatcher got a hold of Wade Barrett's shoe and hit Gibson square in the head with it. An in-ring promo by Karrion Kross was interrupted first by Kyle O'Reilly, then by Pete Dunne, and finally by the returning Finn Balor. All four men brawled. That allowed Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory to sneak in and attack Kross as well. Earlier, Theory said something he should not have said in front of Scarlett, and he has a match against Kross next week. In addition, two title matches are announced for next week. Raquel Gonzalez defending her NXT Women's title against Mercedes Martinez, and 2 out of 3 falls Kushida putting his Cruiserweight Championship on the line against Santos Escobar. Former NCAA Division I Wrestling Champion Gable Stevenson is a hot prospect in pro wrestling. WWE is interested, but Stevenson says he has yet to put pen to paper.
We've been in talks. I mean, I haven't signed no dotted line. I haven't done nothing like that, but there's been really deep talks, and I know the time's going to come soon where I'm going to make a decision and get the best thing for me and the best thing for them too.
Stevenson speaking with Lucha Libre Online. Major League Wrestling will run a show in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in September. CEO Court Bauer told the Dallas Morning News MLW will follow local COVID-19 safety guidelines, but he expects them to run at full capacity and the more than 2,000-seat Nitex Sports Center. Tonight's Fusion has Leo Rush defending the MLW middleweight title against the former champ Myron Reed, plus Laredo Kid versus Gringo Loco. There are two new champions in Tokyo Joshi Pro. On Tuesday's Yes Wonderland show, Miyu Yamashita won the Princess of Princess title and Hikari Noah is the new International Princess title holder. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, May 5th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.